Martin.
Hello. When is the demonstration? I've been talking to some students. They don't know.
I talked to one student. The demonstration is now. This is the demonstration.
A clock. L'heure pile, l'heure juste. Je vous demande tout de suite. When do you wake up? Quand vous levez-vous? When do you wake up? Choisissez l'heure et répondez-moi. Choisissez une heure exacte avec a clock. When do you wake up? When do you go to work? Cette fois-ci, essayez de répondre en choisissant une heure avec une fraction de temps. When do you wake up? When do you go to work? Pour les périodes de temps ou les journées. On Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, on the weekend, pendant le week-end. Pour une période de temps, durant la journée. I eat breakfast in the morning. In the morning. I play sports in the afternoon. In the afternoon. I listen to music in the evening. In the evening. I sleep in the night. In the night. En ce qui concerne le passé. Yesterday, hier. A week ago, il y a une semaine. 2 weeks ago, ago. A few years ago, last year, last week. 10 years ago. 50 years ago. En ce qui concerne le passé. Yesterday, hier. A week ago. Il y a une semaine. 2 weeks ago. Ago. A few years ago. Last year. Last week. Next, le futur. Next, c'est-à-dire prochainement. Next week, la semaine prochaine. Next month, le mois prochain. Next year, l'année prochaine. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix d'Amérique. Vous venez d'écouter la 36e leçon de English USA, la première partie. Dans quelques instants, nous retrouverons la deuxième partie, donc restez à l'écoute. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Nous allons retrouver Martin Lerner et sa collègue Cara. Ils assistent toujours à cette même manifestation contre la pollution, demonstration, à un campus universitaire. Vous apprendrez à poser davantage de questions sur la période de temps pendant laquelle se passent certains événements. When, quand.
What are you doing?
I'm demonstrating.
What's that?
It's a story. It's a story about pollution. It's a story about the river. The river was clean.
When was the river clean?
Many years ago. Now the environment is polluted. Here, read the story.
The river is polluted.
Of course. Our environment is polluted.
What are you going to do?
We're going to clean it up.
You're going to clean up the river?
We're going to clean up everything.
When are you going to clean up the river?
This year.
Hi, I'm Kara. Who are you?
I'm Heather.
I'm Alicia. Are you a student?
No, I'm a reporter.
Good. Where are you from?
Washington.
What newspaper are you from?
I'm not from a newspaper. I'm from the Voice of America. I write for radio.
What are you doing here?
I want to talk to students. I want to write a story about the demonstration. What are you doing here?
We're demonstrating. I don't like pollution.
Look at the river. It's polluted. I want to clean up the river.
What are you going to do?
We're going to work. We're going to talk.
And write and speak.
Hello, Kara. This is Vince. He's going to show me the river. Can you come?
Yes. This is Heather, and this is Alicia.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm happy to meet you. May I come with you?
Of course. Do you want to come?
I can't. I'm going to meet someone.
When are you going to meet them?
Before lunch.
Come with us. We're going to come back.
When are you going to come back?
In a few minutes.
I want to see the river.
We want to clean up the river.
We want to clean up the city. We want to clean up everything.
We have to clean up the environment.
Après une interrogation commençant par when, quand, on peut souvent répondre par une expression indiquant une période de temps. Before lunch, avant le déjeuner. This year, cette année. Many years ago, il y a plusieurs années. Écoutez bien ces questions et ces réponses.
When was the river clean?
Many years ago.
When are you going to clean up the river?
This year.
When are you going to meet them?
Before lunch.
Maintenant, commencez une question avec when, après chacune des phrases qui vont suivre. Je vous soufflerai la première réponse. They are going to the demonstration. Cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de demander, vous inversez. When are they going? Prochaine possibilité. They're going to the river. When are they going to the river? Allez-y, à votre tour.
They are going to the demonstration. They are going to the river. They are going to speak about pollution. They are going to clean up the environment.
Someone is going to speak.
When are they going to speak?
I don't know. Maybe after lunch.
There are going to be 4 or 5 speeches.
When?
Some in the morning and some in the afternoon.
Et voilà qui termine cette 36e leçon de English USA. Keep it up. Practice hard. In the morning, in the afternoon, before lunch, after lunch, at night. Don't stop practicing. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel.